New Delhi. India and Japan are moving to deepen defense cooperation, with a renewed focus on maritime security, logistics, shipbuilding, defense technology, and operational coordination in the Indo-Pacific. The two countries on Thursday signed a Memorandum of Arrangement on maritime security cooperation following a meeting between India's Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Japanese counterpart Shinjiro Koizumi in New Delhi. The agreement provides a framework for strengthening cooperation between the Indian Navy and the Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force, including information sharing on maritime domain awareness, MDA, search and rescue, SAR, and humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, HADR. The two sides also agreed to pursue practical cooperation in maritime security, including mine countermeasures and the possible joint development of naval ships and ship designs. The initiative is expected to combine Japan's technological and manufacturing capabilities with India's growing defense production and shipbuilding capacity. The joint statement stated that the ministers expressed opposition to unilateral actions that undermine freedom and safety of navigation and overflight, as well as attempts to change the status quo through force or coercion. Maritime cooperation is a key area of convergence between the two countries. India plays an important role in regional maritime information sharing through the Gurugram-based Information Fusion Center Indian Ocean Region, IFCIOR, while Japan has advanced maritime surveillance and operational capabilities. The two countries also agreed to further promote cooperation through the Indo-Pacific Logistics Network, IPLN, including the movement of personnel and supplies to support partner countries during natural disasters. The discussions also covered bilateral military exercises. India and Japan welcomed the progress of the Japan-India Army Exercise Dharma Guardian and the Japan-India Maritime Exercise JAIMEX. They also noted preparations for the Japan-India Air Force Exercise Veer Guardian 26, under which Japanese Air Self-Defense Force fighter aircraft are scheduled to be deployed to India for the first time. The ministers agreed to make bilateral exercises more complex, incorporate unmanned systems, and conduct exercises at short notice. They also agreed to accelerate discussions on convening the 4th India-Japan Foreign and Defense Ministerial Meeting, or 2+2 dialogue, in Tokyo this year. India and Japan further reaffirmed their commitment to defense research and development cooperation between India's Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, and Japan's Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics Agency, ATLA, particularly in advanced defense technologies. The two sides also decided to establish a working group at the Director General, Joint Secretary level to advance cooperation across operational, intelligence, equipment, technology, and industrial areas. The latest agreements add practical mechanisms to the broader India-Japan strategic partnership. Rather than a formal alliance, the cooperation is focused on building interoperability, strengthening maritime security, expanding defense technology collaboration, and developing industrial capabilities. For India, the partnership provides access to Japanese technology and maritime expertise, while Japan can benefit from India's defense manufacturing capacity and regional reach. The two countries are expected to continue developing cooperation as part of their broader commitment to a free, open, and rules-based Indo-Pacific.